Just this is awareness seeing, completely filling the total presence of the here and now from within. Just this. Just this. Not experience driven. Just this, whatever it is. Therefore, the observing and the observed are inseparable. So continue on just like this, nakedly seeing from within all points of view, no matter what they are. That instinctiveness within all points of view, just as they are. The solid, very, very solid foundation and base of all points of view. Pure, clear, and ungraspable. Never anything whatsoever in the way. Although there are a great many different points of view that do not agree among themselves, ordinary present awareness is directly pervading every moment of the here and now, a continuous stream of unending naked seeing. There will never be agreement among points of view. No matter how much we may try to foster agreement between different points of view within ourselves as individuals or collectively, we can never come together by trying to foster togetherness with points of view. It's only by the power of instinctive recognition that everyone is nakedly seeing everything from within. That is the disposition of complete clarity, of knowing how to move individually or together, how to act individually or together. Naked seeing and the one who is seeing are inseparable. Hey, you here, now you have called off the search. Thus, this is the beginning with respect to yourself, exactly as you are, just like this. You know now there's nothing to search for. Your searching days are done. In fact, there's no possible way any of you will ever be able to resurrect that idea. I know that for certain. Any idea of a search anywhere is a past memory to you. Just this, right here, exactly as it is what you've been after all along. No big deal. The recognition and the recognizer cannot be found to exist anywhere. Somebody wanting to recognize awareness. The recognizer and the recognition. Where were they when we looked for them? Cannot be found to exist. All of these points of view, no matter what they are, they don't have an independent nature. The point of this instruction is to look clearly into your own experience, as everyone here has, and find nothing there. To find nothing there, no longer any kind of impulse to go from experience to find anything, because you haven't found anything there. What you find is lucid seeing, lucid clarity, pervading everything from within. That's what you've been calling I. The lucid seeing from within is what you've been calling I. There is no individual eye seeing anything. Every moment of your own experience, just as it is the evidence of immediate, unfabricated awareness, lucidly clear, shining from within. And this unchangeable state of evenness is the basic state of natural perfection. So now you will continue on just like this, realizing that it has never been any way other than this. So amazing. In this instinctive recognition, it is clear that there's never been anything other than instinctive recognition, even when you were absolutely sure that you knew nothing about it, had never even heard of it, in fact. It's impossible that it be absent. That's the level of its guarantee. Although in this world there are a great many different kinds of conduct that do not agree among themselves, your own self-originated primal awareness is the supreme conduct. We chase after that. Each of us as individuals trying to form our own perfect conduct or try to get it into some kind of shape. And then we as a society, a human society, we try to control our conduct through all kinds of laws and governance of one kind or another, ethical and moral codes. However, we've never been able to do that. And our ability to take responsibility for ourselves and live in a peaceable way has escaped us. It's really escaped us entirely. So you see, this is our last-ditch effort that requires that nothing need be done. And it's up to each one of us to see that our conduct, no matter what it is subsumed in the supreme conduct of awareness. When all conduct is subsumed in that supreme conduct of instinctive recognition, then we live in a completely ethical and moral way without following any shoulds or shouldn'ts. Do you see what I'm saying here? Very straightforward, cannot be contrived. It's a meta-ethics, a meta-morality that's at the basis of everything. It's hardwired, built into the fundamental condition. And all of this power, all of it completely, is in every single instant of instinctive recognition. Conduct and the one who conducts are inseparable. When you look for the one it is who conducts conduct or refrains from conduct, since you have searched high and low, inside and out for this conductor and have not found them anywhere, your search for proper conduct is exhausted. So now you continue on in a relaxed way, released into naked seeing. This is crucial. Do you get that? That this search for some kind of perfect conduct, that's over too. That's completely over. Your conduct now is just whatever it is. Nakedly seeing from within that conduct, whatever it is. And if you do some weird stuff, well, which you might, or in fact you probably will, then in the moment of that, you'll get it. You know, like maybe you're the jealous type. Anyone here ever been jealous? You call it a love relationship, but it's actually a hostage situation. So, jealousy, you're going to have a lot of fun. I wish I could be a fly on the wall. Yeah, and so, you know, say you're the jealous type, and now you've been introduced to awareness, you're flowing along an instinctive recognition of awareness, and then all of a sudden something happens. And this, we never know what it's going to be, and this jealousy thing comes up. And there it is. We feel so jealous. And everything is exactly as it is. And maybe our partner likes to talk to other people. or something really strange like that. And before, when they talked to other people, we did our thing, whatever it was. But now, doing our thing isn't necessarily part of that. Or it might be. By the power of instinctive recognition, this thing called jealousy appears as wisdom instead of as a controlling demon. Do you see what I'm saying? So this could go in all kinds of ways. I'm not saying it'll go any particular way. But by the power of instinctive recognition, you'll see everything as it is. Even if you're looking in their email to see if somebody else has been sending them email, or looking at the telephone to see who's been calling, or checking the license plates on Google Earth that are around your house, or whatever your minicam scam is, or, you know, any of this stuff. It might be that you're right in the midst of it. Now, I know none of you have ever done anything like this. Right in the midst of it. Lucidly seeing from within, naked awareness just as it is. So maybe you're doing all of that uncontrollably, and all the while you're going, what am I doing? You know, and you're laughing hysterically. Awareness is blazing, and this is the end of the line. So everybody's thinking, oh, awareness, it's this wonderful thing. Oh, you know. This is when the big breakthrough of real, true awareness comes. When you're right in the middle of your bizarre carrying on and you really get it. You get it firsthand right away that everything is included. And nothing is excluded. And by the power of that, you'll never be looking up at those emails again, or even thinking about where your partner is or what they're doing or who they're talking to or anything else. Now, this is jealousy is the most pervasive of all afflictive states. Many people say, oh, I'm not jealous. Now, you're all so aware. You're all jealous. You all raised your hand. So that's a good sign. I'm happy to know jealous people. And the power of jealousy is so ingrained in every single one of our actions that when we can face this squarely, exactly as it is, allowing naked seeing from within, it releases such tremendous energy of being able to accomplish anything we set out to do. Anything we set out to do. This is the real breakthrough of being able to accomplish anything we set out to do that is guaranteed to be of benefit to all. And so you see the power to be of benefit to all in completely profound ways arises from within afflictive states. Naked seeing from within these afflictive states as they're occurring on the fly, whatever they are. This is very good news, by the way. From the very beginning, neither conduct nor the one who conducts have existed as separate realities. Without emphasizing or drawing back from any conduct whatsoever, immediate awareness is unfabricated, lucid clarity. This is a real mother and child talk, you know, where you sit down with your parent and they tell you exactly the way things are. There's nothing to hold back from or get into either way. The point is, the key point, lucid seeing from within, whatever that is, letting go of all control whatsoever. Another very important reason to have the support of a teacher. Because in that situation, a teacher who has been through that experience of really allowing everything to be as it is can be of immense support. You can just imagine, I'm sure. We're all in this together. We're all in this together. It's impossible that it be any other way. Without accepting or rejecting anything, just letting things be as they are, without trying to modify them, such conduct alone is pure. Not what we learned in Sunday school, is it? Or Saturday school, or whatever you went to. It's not what we learned. We did not learn that all conduct is pure. Now we learn the way things actually are. And how do we learn it? We learn it in the way that counts, by instinctive recognition, in the midst of it on the fly. That's how we recognize it. Therefore, proper and improper actions are not two different things. Running around from proper action to improper action, trying to get more of the proper actions, less of the improper action, all of that is a fool's game. I'll tell it to you straight. It is a fool's game. It's nothing to go after. It really is not. You want to allow all of your conduct to be exactly as it is, lucidly seeing from within. This is how to overcome all of those deeply afflictive states, those buttons that have been pushed forever, the ones you can't get a handle on no matter what you do. You know what I'm saying? Those dark thoughts, dark emotions, the knee-jerk responses that you just can't stop yourself from. These are the ones where, in an instinctive recognition, lucidly seeing from within, everything just becomes super complete in its purity, clarity, and ungraspability. This is how you really realize what these words mean. Otherwise, they're just a bunch of words. No matter how gorgeous they are, they're just a bunch of words. It's in the throes of your own experience, whatever it is, that these words come totally alive. They can never be understood by studying them. The only way you'll grok it, really get it, is in instinctive recognition. Then you do. I see so many people sitting here right now smiling, who didn't smile at one time. And so you see, this is just the way it is. It is such a tremendous relief to not have to try to keep a clamp on everything and sort it all out. And the way all of that just disappears completely is by the simple power of instinctive recognition. Maybe in the beginning, it's just maybe once a day, and maybe you forget the next day. Then the next day it might be two or three times. But you see, by this very simple, profoundly powerful, skillful means, you come to understand every one of these words completely without ever studying them at all. Short moments, many times, is all that is needed for complete mastery over all phenomena. Not another thing is needed. Know that to be the case. The experience of an individual seeing is released into the here and now seeing. All of this tightly held, me seeing everything, it's released into the here and now seeing. You don't even know how it happened or when it happened. So it's not like one of these mega blowout non-conceptual state experiences where you, oh, man, I went over there and I saw that person and ever since I haven't had a thought in my head. And yeah, I better start writing a book about it. And then it's like falling in love. Oh, I know it's always going to be this way now. But then 3 days or a week later, everything's screwed again. You know, it's not working. It's not happening. And so extreme points of view, that's not where you want to go. It's by this power of instinctive recognition on the fly that you're able to simply be everything that is. Simply be everything that is. The here and now seeing from within. The idea of an individual seer becomes totally remote. You know how you even have that felt sense of being inside yourself, or you used to, like you were locked in here somewhere. Somehow your skin and your skeleton were holding you in there. But by the power of, in these last few days, directly looking into your own experience of you and the things you perceive, that sense of I that's locked in here is completely released. It's completely released. And you can't even say what happened. You know why? Nothing happened. And so that's very good. Now you will continue on, and it will always be just like this, unchanging. You know now, you see? There's no way to go back. Once you've looked into everything, there's no way to go back to the other way of seeing things. Each here and now knows without any effort at all. This becomes clearer and clearer to you. Maybe it's just starting to become clear to you in the last few days. Now it will just become clearer and clearer to you increasingly. Experience nakedly sees from within everything in its own right. The here and now is awake within itself, taking hold of its own pure presence unendingly. This is what's awake. Yeah. Now you see this. It's really clear. It is the beginning of yourself as you actually are. You look in the mirror, you look the same way. But it's the beginning of yourself as you actually are. Now knowing itself, the here and now, awake from within. Isn't that something that it could seem like it's all here? And then, whoosh, without anything at all happening. What seemed so solid and hard, all those painful thoughts, emotions, and sensations. Now, I saw you all looking for him. Nobody produced anything. It'll be that way from now on. So you'll continue on just like that, not being able to find anything. What was so for you before now is not. So now you continue on like this effortlessly with a carefree attitude, like a person who has successfully completed a difficult task and has nothing more to do. Relaxed and easygoing, fierce and complete. You know how when you've been involved in a difficult task and it's completely done, you've done a good job, you're a success. You've done it even better than you wanted to. You've exceeded the outcome. You're just sitting there and it feels good. You feel totally relaxed. This is instinctive recognition. Instinctive recognition. Now, when you've completed a task successfully, you also feel fierce. Because it makes you see what you're capable of, right? Like, yeah. That next thing coming along, I can handle that too. And so it's the same way with instinctive recognition. This is what fierce means. Fierce, wrathful. It's the power of knowing what to do and how to act. And knowing that you'll always know how to act. You'll always know what to do, that there's never going to be a time again when you won't know what to do. This is what it means to be wrathful, and that you'll be able to do whatever is necessary, whether it falls within conventional ways of seeing things or not. So it means that even if you need to do something totally unconventional that everyone else in the world would disagree with, you would be able to do that, whatever it is. You would be able to accomplish that. Accomplish things that have never been accomplished before. And so this is what the power of instinctive recognition is for everyone. Released into the great flow of tremendously beneficial energy, you suddenly have the power to accomplish all you set out to do in a constant stream of benefit. Wow. We all want to be a benefit because it's our natural state. It's completely our natural disposition. And the way we can get all our power behind that, so to speak, is by the power of instinctive recognition. In the power of instinctive recognition is the power to accomplish anything that will be of benefit to all.